Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Every situation. You know, when you're going through your stuff, your trials, your legal battles, and you go through your stuff, your sickness, and all of the things that happen, God says, I'm with you. But you have to give it over to him, because the more we hold on to it, God can't handle. He can, but he's not going to override your free will. And the more you try to handle it, the more he steps back and said, okay, then you be God. And we can't handle some of our situation. But there's a conjunction. When we turn it over to him, he handles our situation. God opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. He can heal diseases. He can give sight to the blind. He did it all, and all we have to do is let God be God and get out of his way. Amen. And I have learned that. And whenever there's a complication, whenever there's an issue and situation, God said, don't handle it. Let me handle it. Amen. And I pray and I cry and I cry and I pray, and the Lord said, I've got this. For this was the joy of God's greatest gift. The historical text in Luke 2nd chapter 8 through 11 says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And scripture states, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Two times we see the word fear not. When the angel was speaking to Mary, and now with the shepherds. The when is when man sees things they cannot understand. But fear can be out of reverence and obedience, because God is holy. An angel said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. That was the proclamation. God acknowledging his son, and the world would know who he is. Secondly, we see the joy of God's greatest gift was confirmed through witnesses. Why did God pick out shepherds? And what was the reason for that? For shepherds were revered, or shepherds were not revered or respected. They were not revered, they were not respected, and they were not appreciated by society. Does that sound familiar to you? And yet they were chosen as the very first people to hear the good news. First, we understand shepherds was always out there handling sheep and cattle and all of the livestock, and they didn't smell too good. And people didn't want to be around them, Daryl. Would you like to be around somebody that smell? But yet, they were outsiders. And the people who have comfort chose not to associate with them, because they're just out there. They were considered lower class, classism, stuff that we hear today. Isms. Watch the isms in society, because isms are discriminatory. And isms can get man into a bind with God, because God does not discriminate, but man does. These shepherds were picked out for a reason. And yet, they were chosen to be the very first people to hear the good news. They were first to come to see the Savior and the first to share the experience with others. That sounds like preaching. The story of shepherds, Brother Shepherd, the story of shepherd illustrates how God often reaches out to people through humble means. Sometimes we take humility as a sign of weakness. But God's ways ain't like our ways. He takes humbleness and he elevates it. While we take humbleness and we... That's the difference between God and man. My brothers and sisters, these shepherds were outcasts in society. The shepherds were the first to learn about the birth of Christ, showing that God's message is for everybody. Shepherds encountered with angels guided them to find the newborn Savior in Bethlehem, making them witnesses of this miracle. As they saw Jesus and shared the news with others, they demonstrated an important role of witnesses in spreading the gospel. And then we are told in verses 13 and 14, and suddenly there was an angel, a multitude in heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." I'm jumping ahead in some ways. The phrase "goodwill towards men" let us know that God's peace is not given to those who have goodwill, but to those who are recipients of God's goodwill or favor. This tells us how we are not good, but God is good. Jesus is the only one who said that none is good but the Father. Secondly, we see the joy of God's greatest gift is a divine purpose. A divine purpose highlights the importance of Christ's birth as the key moment in God's plan for salvation. In Genesis 3 and 15, it states, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." This verse shows that Jesus' birth was not just an event, but the fulfillment of divine plan that began in the Garden of Eden. Before he got here, God had already formulated a plan for salvation in the Garden of Eden. It demonstrates how God's intention goes beyond human understanding. Jesus was born to reconcile humanity with God. He came to save us from ourselves. That word "reconcile" means to restore to a relationship that was broken between man and God. God is restoring our relationship that was broken. The moment we mess up, we break the relationship. And every aspect of Jesus' arrival, from being born in a manger to angels appearing to shepherds, reveal God's desire to connect with the humble and disregard those who are disenfranchised, who have been disenfranchised. This purpose shows that the incarnation or manifestation was not a random occurrence, but a deliberate act reflecting on God's love for us. God does love us. In spite of all of the things that we have done, he still loves us. And by this understanding, this divine purpose is also affects how we are to live our life as believers. The birth of Jesus reminds us that every person is valuable in God's eyes. And as believers, we are called to share the message of hope and redemption. Hope and redemption. This purpose encourages us to live with love, compassion, and service, just as Christ did. Thirdly, the joy of God's greatest gift has lasting impact. When the shepherds witnessed the birth of Christ, they immediately felt joy and wonder, which motivated them to share the good news. As ministers and preachers and believers, we have been commissioned to preach the word. This response shows how the message of Christ inspires not only personal happiness, but also a desire to spread that joy to others. When we think about what God is doing, I think about the love gift that God gave to the world. He sent his one and only Son to die so that each and every one of us would have a right to the tree of life or to live eternally with him. There's only two ways we can do it. We can either live eternally with him or eternally separated from him. But Jesus paid the price for all of us to live eternally with him. And when we think about what Christ sacrificed and did, what he suffered and died for, he did it all for you and me. He shed his blood on Calvary. A babe, a man that lived and was born to die, so that each and every one of us have a right to live. And what I love about what God is doing in this generation is that he still is in the process of saving us from our sin. That process extends for generations to generation, to everyone who is born now and will be born in the future. That blood covers and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So when I think about Christmas, I think about Christ. I think about what he did, how he lived, and I think about how I am to respond to that. I think about how we all have an accountability to one another, and we all have an accountability to him. But some have said Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. There should be joy this time of the season. In the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of all the confusion, because you do know all confusion comes from the enemy.
Yes.
In the midst of all of the deception and in the midst of all of the lying, in the midst of all of the heartache and heartbreak, there is a Savior who sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Yes. And every time the enemy comes and try to share how bad we are living, Jesus stand up and says, but I paid the price. Amen. See the nail prints in my hand?
Yes.
I came, suffered, and died so that they we may have a right to live. And when I think about what Christ did, I know that that gift covers me and cleanses me because it was God's gift, his greatest gift for the world. And now I know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the greatest gift God gave to the world. The door of the church open. If you're...
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Yeah. Come on. You're going to have to make some noise on this. The Bible says that the high sounding praise be heard. I need everybody who's breathing to get on your feet, turn your volume up, and just do this. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Come on. Clap, 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 clap your hands. You got to make some noise on this. We're going somewhere today. Come on. Dr. Brenda, you wrote this. That's the Lamb.